Man, I am ready to party. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Allstate Showcase Studios. Bo D'Arcy, he's got a $23 million idea, and I'm very upset that I didn't think of this first.
Well, the goal of everyone that lives in Chicago, Pete, is to find someone that owns a boat.
Right.
Well, Bo is now taking it to the next level.
Bo, can you explain to people? We put the picture and the article up on our Facebook page, Pete McMurray Show, but can you explain to people what you want to do?
So we want to build a vessel that will sit out on Lake Michigan remotely, and it will allow people that don't have boats a chance to take a water taxi out to our vessel and feel like you're sitting on a boat, like you're part of the boating community without having to actually pony up and buy one.
So what is this boat going to be? It's going to be is it one barge or multiple barges?
So it's not a barge, it's a vessel.
Okay. It's a vessel.
It's a vessel. It's 300 feet long and it's 100 feet wide. So
okay.
It's roughly the size of a football field. And it'll sit out on the lake. It'll have a swimming pool. It'll have multiple restaurants. It's got a spa for the ladies. It's going to be a great place.
The greatest idea ever.
I want to know how much money I have to donate before I can become mayor of the vessel.
Well, just imagine a football field. Is it going to be in that little playground area in Lake Michigan? Is that where you're talking?
It'll be a little further east than that.
So okay.
It's directly off the end of the water treatment plant. So it's a little further east.
Got you.
And it'll sit by itself, so boats won't anchor around it. They'll actually connect up to it, so you can dock up with us as well.
How much does this thing cost?
To get onto it?
How much is it going to cost the project, first of all?
The total project is $23
million. $23 million.
Just a small idea.
Yeah, very small idea. And you put together a Kickstarter campaign to try to raise some money.
That's correct. We're raising private funds to fund the majority of the project, but we wanted to use Kickstarter as kind of the spark that would ignite the rest of that funding. And so far, it's been tremendous. We've had a ton of support.
Well, it looks fantastic. So anybody can show up downtown. How much do they have to pay to get on the vessel?
That's the beauty of it. Right now, we're projecting about $20 per person to get there, and that'll be to get your water taxi ride there, to hang out as long as you want, and to get your water taxi ride home.
So, I mean, the photos are very, very impressive.
Man, it looks like Vegas!
Right. So how did you, or have you, gotten city approval yet? Do you need city approval? I mean, this doesn't seem like something that would just be easy to go about getting approval on.
It took a long time to find out what the process looked like. That was about 2 years worth of work to get to that point. And then we started to go around and meet with the individuals that would have decision-making ability for the project. And the early indication was very interesting project for sure. No direct opposition to what we were working on. So that gave us the confidence to continue moving forward. But we'll need further support later on when we get down the road.
Well, if people would like to see it, they can go to breakwaterchicago.com. They can also donate there to the Kickstarter campaign. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep.
So you have a swimming pool, you have restaurants, you have bars, you have shops. It's going to be like a mall with a pool on the lake. That's what it is.
Out on the lake, exactly. It'll be almost like an island oasis here in Chicago.
Well, as soon as I heard that it was on water, the first thing I thought of is there going to be gambling? We've got a pool, we've got bars, we've got restaurants, we've got spas. I mean,
I would love nothing more, but what? Can you get gambling? You got it? No, it's not going to happen.
Unfortunately not. It's not legal currently to have gaming out on Lake Michigan.
But if they legalized it, you would have room to make another vessel.
We're going to flip one of those restaurants into a casino like that.
Or just get another football field and put it out there side by side.
I could see you guys setting up a poker table at one of the restaurants.
So let's say you get the money, you get the starter money, and everything's going great. How long does it take to make, and when can we see it?
So the goal right now is for us to complete design at the end of the summer around Labor Day weekend. And ideally, we would look to open it about mid-next summer, so summer of 2015.
How do you come up with this idea? Are you sitting around with your buddies? Man, I got this great idea. I just got back from Vegas. We got to do a boat thing on Lake Michigan.
So I'm an engineer by trade, believe it or not, so I could figure out some of the floating piece, and I love the sail, so I'm on the lake a lot as well.
Okay.
And made the realization one day that we've got a lot of boats here, and it just seems like we needed more options for those boaters.
I mean, it looks like just a party island, a party mall island on Lake Michigan.
It's not an island, it's a vessel.
I know it's a vessel, but I'm excited for it right now, and I know it's not going to be around for another year or year and a half.
Well, I've got two questions. One, how does it stay in place? And two, what happens to it in the winter?
Two very good questions. In the summertime, it'll sit remotely offshore. It'll actually be anchored offshore. And unless there's a major 100-year storm like Hurricane Sandy that went through a couple years ago, it should be very stable. You shouldn't even feel any motion while you're standing on our vessel. In the wintertime, we'll tug it into somewhere near shoreline, so you'll walk on and off it in the wintertime.
Okay, so people can still board the vessel during the winter.
And we enclose the whole thing in a clear air structure, a clear dome. So it's essentially like laying out at a beach in Miami.
You've thought of everything. It's not going to, the dome's not going to collapse when the snow is on it, is it? Or is it just going to...
The snow doesn't actually sit on this one. It'll melt off.
Man. What was that Pauly Shore movie, Biodome or something?
Yeah, Biodome. Yes, that's right.
How deep are the swimming pools?
It's only about 4 feet deep at the deepest point, so it's a safe place. If you have kids that are out there, it's not going to be like a lap pool. It's more for splashing around.
Will it be clear on the bottom?
Not on the bottom, although we are thinking about the edges of the walls of the pool. If you look at the renderings, you'll notice.
I'm looking at it right now.
There'll be acrylic, so you can actually go underwater and look out, and you'll be seeing out to the lake.
Can you buy a drink and then stand in the pool?
We think that we will be able to, but that's not for sure yet.
Man, this is the greatest idea ever. Seriously.
I appreciate that.
I mean, so great.
Can the Pete McMurray Show sponsor the pool? Can we get logo?
When he opens it, we do our show from there. We are the first show to do it from there.
I think the show needs, for a Kickstarter for $10,000, you get to be the ones that smash the champagne bottle on the side of the vessel as it gets rolled
into
the lake.
I just want to drink the champagne.
Yeah, we don't believe
in that.
We
don't smash.
We do not smash champagne on this show. We drink it.
Wow, you can go to breakwaterchicago.com, check this thing out. I mean, it's enormous, and it's a great idea. It really is.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bo D'Arcy, thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you very much.
It's 720 WGN.